Good morning. You're listening to Brother Mark at the General Baptist Church, God's House of Prayer. Return with me this morning in Paul's letter to the Philippian church. We're going to continue reading in the first chapter, looking in the next verse, in verse 20, as Paul writes, speaking of Christ being magnified. In Philippians chapter 1, verse 20, he writes, "According to my earnest expectation and my hope, that in nothing I shall be ashamed, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ shall be magnified in my body, whether it be by life or by death." Returning to this scripture, we encounter the next part of Paul's writing about praying through deliverance. And continuing in this following verse, Paul writes that through everything he has suffered and everything that he has endured, he will not be ashamed. But what does he mean by this? He goes on to discuss that in everything that has occurred, his body is a tool that is used for the magnification of Christ. Whether it is through the continuation of his life and work, or be it through even his own death, Paul clearly desires for Christ to be magnified in and through him. There is a great lesson for us in the writings of Paul. As we have read in the previous devotion, we are called to the work of Christ Jesus, and as such, we must bear the gospel message in our own life. It is so important to echo the words of Paul, to declare our lives as a vessel for the fullness of Christ. But what do I mean exactly? No matter what we may endure, and no matter the burdens we find ourselves bearing, we must carry boldness, even as Paul declares, in the work that God in Christ has given us to do. In doing so, we will fully honor Christ with every part of our life, whether it be through our own work continuing in the Lord, or whether it would be even through our death and God calling us out of this world. We must seek to utilize our life for the honor and glory of Christ. I want to encourage you as you read with me this morning, if you know Christ, seek his glory each day, and work in the ministry of the gospel, even as he has called you, for each day will be different. And if you do not know Christ, you can know him today by seeking him in the Word of God and asking him into your heart. There will be days of joy and grace. There will be days of strife and pain. But in each day that the Lord gives us, let us seek his glory and his magnification through the boldness of his Spirit. I pray that this scripture is indeed encouragement to you in your coming day. Thank you for listening, and God bless.